However, he doesn't remind them of the unleavened bread just for this reason, but also to show the connection between the Old Testament and the New, and to also emphasize that it was impossible, after the unleavened bread, to return to Egypt. But if anyone chose to go back, they would endure the same fate as those before them. For those things were a precursor of what is now, no matter how stubborn a Jew may be. Thus, if you ask him, he will speak, not anything significant. Rather, it is significant what he speaks of, but nothing similar to what we speak of, because he doesn't know the truth. As for him, he would say, "The Egyptians who held us captive were so transformed by the Almighty that they themselves urged and drove us out who they had forcefully kept. They didn't let us even leaven our dough." But if someone asks me, they will hear not of Egypt or Pharaoh, but of our deliverance from the lies of demons and the darkness of the devil, not of Moses, but of the Son of God, not of a Red Sea, but of a baptism abundant with countless blessings where the old man is drowned.